Welcome to the Happiness Experience Podcast, produced by the Better Living Institute and sponsored by AppJudo for your software needs, Bulletpad for writing lists on your iPad, and also sponsored by our listeners. That's folks like you. We're Kira and Bill Van Ittersom, and welcome to today's show. Today's title is The Time to Begin Your Dream is Now.
Hello, everyone. And that's a very powerful word, now. Kira and I both believe that there will never be a better time than right now to begin doing what you want to do in your life. Life itself is now. If you wait, you may not get a second chance. And when you feel the inkling to move, then move. Jump in. Accept the challenge. Make something happen. It's all up to you. So, chocolate or vanilla, you choose.
That's right. There is no time but now, and we keep putting things off and they don't get done. A long time ago, we were at a business meeting and the speaker in front of the room announced to each of us in the audience, "You have right now exactly what you want." At that time, this statement seemed really harsh and unrealistic because we were all there to learn about growing a business, which none of us had really done yet. But looking back, I realized that he was right. Each of us chooses in every moment to chart the direction our life's going to take. We each choose according to our own beliefs and our wishes. And if we don't choose what we want, if we act like a floater, then life chooses for us. We might become a floater either because we don't want to choose or we don't understand how to choose.
So throughout life, each of us has to decide what's important, whether it's being a great parent or being a great singer, becoming a great athlete, or being a loving person, or on the other hand, choosing to be mean and despicable. It's all up to us, no matter who says otherwise. And I'm not saying it's always easy to become what we choose to do, but it's always, always our right to do the choosing.
There's really no right or wrong way to choose. You may choose to be a parent as opposed to having a career, and that's perfectly fine. In fact, it's wonderful, and it's something that I did, and I never have regretted it. Sometimes we have talents that we never use, and the world really misses out on those talents. We may have good reasons for not choosing to use our talents, because using them may mean missing out on other opportunities, and it may not be possible to do everything that we want to do. Bill and I have posted several podcasts on creativity talking about seeing, planning, and fulfilling your dreams. All of those podcasts are wasted if you never start.
We can learn to choose wisely. We can choose to do the things that add meaning and joy to our hearts. We really want to encourage all of you to begin choosing and doing right now. Life goes by quickly enough, and you will soon be looking back and perhaps wishing that you had done more to begin realizing your dreams. So begin today to make your life and your dreams a reality. Now we need to take a short break to thank a sponsor, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how to deal with things that stop us, and especially the can't-do-it-itis. So we'll be right back.
Today's show is sponsored by Bulletpad, the fun and intuitive app for writing outlines and organizing your thoughts on your iPad. With Bulletpad, you can quickly create a hierarchical list of bullet points, giving structure to your great ideas. Bulletpad is an outstanding tool for writers, thinkers, and folks like you. Begin organizing today. Get Bulletpad for free. Just go to the App Store on your iPad and search for Bulletpad. And we're back. Now, Bill mentioned that we're going to deal with things that stop us, and we have kind of coined the phrase, can't do it itis. What do we mean by that? I think the first thing that most of us are stopped by when we're trying to do something is fear. Fear can block you by saying, "This is crazy. You'll fall on your face. You'll lose credibility. You'll look stupid." That's the one that always got me. "You won't succeed and you'll be ruined. This is dangerous. You could get killed. Fear stops us cold with all of the irrational thoughts we've ever heard about failure. Fear keeps us on the path of ordinary and focused on what's totally safe.
Absolutely. The second on our list of can't do it-itis is unworthiness. Here's a biggie. This is the energy of, hold on there, you're just not ready for this right now. You have things to learn first, come back later. You're still wet behind the ears. Why don't you come back after you get some credentials, like maybe 8 years of college? Then you'll be ready to get this project started. Don't jump the gun here. You're still in a junior position. Don't rock the boat. Well, you can't make that kind of a leap. Who do you think you are anyway? Well, you're just not quite good enough yet. Unworthiness keeps us smothered in the ugly what-ifs of failure.
And the really interesting thing is that we all are worthy. We all are worthy of anything we choose to do. But it's a matter of awareness, learning that we are. The next thing on our list is hurt. These are the reminders from past failures or ideas that never got launched because we couldn't get up the courage and we didn't choose to work hard enough. It's the sum total of all the betrayals from partnerships gone sour, and it's the heavy weight of, I should have done that. Often what stopped us is someone else telling us we couldn't or making us feel small. We've been hurt, and we didn't know how to get over it.
And one of the ways that people choose to get over that is our next item on the list, which is anger. This is the energy that we feel when we've been sabotaged, as Kira just said. Or we listen to some voice outside of ourselves that says, oh no, that's not safe. Don't try it. You'll be sorry. Hey, stay over here with us. Why don't you get the job at the drugstore or your uncle's hardware? Just get that steady paycheck so you won't starve, okay? And these are all the messages that bombard us day in, day out, many times with love attached because those people don't want to see us hurt. They don't want to be hurt if we get hurt. But that's not helping us to move ahead.
That's true. And sometimes they don't want us to move ahead. They don't want to be left behind.
That's often the case.
Now, another thing on our list of the can't do it-itis is blame. It's always somebody else's fault. The one who said, we can't afford for you to get that degree. You can't do that. That will never work. That's just crazy. Nobody ever succeeds at that. It's too big for you. You have this other responsibility. Now stop this nonsense and get a real job. So then you're left with that big excuse. I would have succeeded if, fill in the blank, hadn't let me down or hadn't talked me out of it.
Yeah, for sure. You'll end up sounding like Marlon Brando's character in the movie On the Waterfront, crying, I could have been a contender. And that's a regret that you'll carry forever because you have the power to make the change. Now we need to take another quick break to thank our second sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to talk about maintaining perspective and how that can propel us forward by turning negatives into positives. That's where we're going to change how we are. So we'll be back in a sec.
Also sponsoring our show today is AppJudo, your complete web and mobile application development service. AppJudo uses the best technologies and computer science principles to build attractive and intuitive user interfaces that your customers will easily understand and love to use. Whether you want to design and build a new app or refactor and redesign an existing app, AppJudo can help make your project a success. Visit AppJudo today at www.appjudo.com. And we're back. And as Bill mentioned, we are going to talk about maintaining perspective and how that can propel us to turn negatives into positives. We are going to look at these same things that we discussed earlier, but we are going to try to help you change your perspective about them. That sense of worthiness that we talked about, each one of us really has to make our own worthiness. We are inherently worthy by our birthright as human beings, and therefore we are worthy of whatever we choose for ourselves. Feelings of unworthiness often come from pre-programming when we're growing up. Your home environment, your school environment, your religious environment, all these and more have helped to define your worthiness quotient. If you had a negative worthiness quotient programming, that's really unfortunate. But it doesn't mean that you aren't worthy or good enough. What it does mean is that you'll now have to begin actively and intentionally reprogramming your mind for success. Your mind cannot focus on two separate thoughts at the same time. So to become worthy and successful and happy, you have to focus your thoughts on positive ideas all day long, every day. And this process has been proven time and again. It will change your consciousness. No joke, no lie. I know because I'm doing it. How does this work? Well, every time you catch yourself thinking or saying something negative about yourself, you have to create a positive statement to think and say instead. Perhaps you can repeat one of several positive affirmations that you like. And try not to chastise yourself when you catch yourself thinking thoughts of unworthiness. Putting yourself down doesn't help. Replacing that negative thought with a positive one really does. And you have to be vigilant. Replace the negative word or thought with a positive one each and every time. This is where the hard work comes in. You'll find that this process does get easier over time. And I've found that it really helps to surround yourself with other caring people who want you to succeed and who will help you when you get hung up.
And not correct you or put you down. Maybe just give you a love pat or something to kind of acknowledge that you're working on this whole new plan. Well, the next item that we want to talk about is fear. And we're going to talk about how to use this energy to reach higher. Fear can teach us to do our very best in any situation. If we move through our fear and keep going, we learn that we will stretch and we will grow. We learn to discern what is truly dangerous from that which is false evidence appearing real. Or false fear. When we move through the discomfort of fear, we find that we can use this energy, the adrenaline, the cortisol, the glucose, and all the other chemicals that are released into our bloodstream, to propel ourselves forward into doing the formidable thing that we are now facing. Our wits become sharpened, and we use our heightened awareness to think our way through, absorbing every new bit of information as we go along. If we look fear in the face, we conquer, gaining strength and confidence in the process. Now, safely on the other side of our challenge, we can thank fear for the gifts that it has given us.
And it really does give us those gifts of strength and confidence once we've walked through it. Now, next on our list is anger. Anger can serve you as well, especially when it's fueled by your heart's desire and your impatience for action. It says, hey, enough of this waiting around stuff. I'm ready. I can do this. You can't stop me. I'm going for it. That's anger.
And that's anger in action. Willingness is the next positive trait that we've identified. The energy of a dream that has been carefully nurtured and defined with your focused energy and fueled with your peaking desire will become strong enough to give you the power of willingness. This is the energy of not only, I know I can, but also, I will begin right now. It is your connection to the greatest power of all, the I am power of the universe. So be very careful of how you use this power. Use it to produce your highest aspirations, the very thing your heart cannot do without, cannot refuse. For this is the God power within you.
Willingness. Wow. Now, next on our list is courage. Courage is the energy of movement. You can see that many of the same energies that are used to keep us safe and in line with what our parents and teachers or even society may think is wise, can be redirected toward making our own dreams come true. We need to make the choice to reprogram our minds toward doing the things we truly believe will work for us. As adults, we have to make new choices and forge new directions with our own lives. You must finally decide that it's right to use all of your energy toward achieving your own idea of happiness. This is, in fact, what you were born to do. And if you don't do it, you're just cheating yourself and possibly a lot of others.
So look in the mirror and give yourself permission to jump in. Now, the last item on our list of positive traits that we want to pass along is honesty. Be honest with yourself when you look in the mirror, as I just mentioned. None of your excuses are valid. None of them. Every single bit of your negative pre-programming can be overcome by you. You can do it. Nothing can hold you back when you decide to go for it. There is no one and no thing standing in your way. See it, believe it, decide it, and then do it. The statement that Skip Ross said to us so many years ago is also your truth. You have, right now, exactly what you want.
And you do indeed. It did sound arrogant many years ago, but what a statement. You have, right now, exactly what you want. We are the end product of our own decisions. Just be aware of that. You can change things. You can do it. I think that's our show for today, Bill.
I think so too, Kira.
Bill and I want to thank you for listening to the Happiness Experience podcast. To subscribe to our show, go to iTunes Podcast and look for Better Living Institute, the Happiness Experience Podcast. There you'll also find all of our podcasts produced by the Better Living Institute, the Book Talk Podcast, the Healthy Tips Podcast, the Love Stories Podcast, and our two newest podcasts, the Happy Kids Podcast and today's podcast, the Happiness Experience. At the Better Living Institute, we're creating health, wealth, and happiness, one loving conversation at a time.
You can also find our podcasts and view all of the great stories, photos, and links that we post by visiting our website at www.betterlivinginstitute.com. While there, please go to our contact page and leave us a comment. Kira and I encourage you to send us your own happiness experiences so we can share them with our listeners on a future show. We'll even give you a plug. You can also like and message us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Better Living Institute. In addition, our email address is feedback@betterlivinginstitute.com.
We hope you'll listen again next time, and remember to share our show with your friends and family. This is Kira and Bill Van Ittersom for the Better Living Institute, saying so long for now, everyone.